Well, that depends on whether you're, it, as a pensioner, I would say that it depends really upon whether you can persuade the political, the people who are in politics to give you a better deal. And I'm not just doing this for myself, I'm doing it for the people of the future because you see, our pensions are not good enough. And the reason they're not good enough is quite simply they means test people if you are on a very low income. Now, if you get above, for a single person, £105 a week and a few odd pence, it's 25 pence. If you go above that, they will turn around and say you've got adequate to live on. Now, I personally think that just over £100 a week is hardly a king's ransom. And it's not linked to earnings, which I believe is wrong. It should be linked to earnings. The reason I say it should be linked to earnings is that as other people's standard of living rises, so should the standard for pensioners. And that isn't happening. In fact, because the link was severed in about 1980, a single person is now £30 a week worse off than they ought to be. And a married couple are about £50 a week worse off than they ought to be.
And will this affect you with diabetes?
Well, yes, because it would do, because you see, at one time there used to be an allowance for people who got diabetes to enable you to get a better diet. But now they've decided that because of the way in which the food manufacturers make things and that food in proportion to income is slightly lower. The average person spends slightly less on food than they did, say, 20 or 30 years ago. However, for pensioners, the proportion that they spend on food is still comparatively high. And the same applies for fuel as well. They spend more on fuel than does the average person who's at work, because the average wage now is over £500 a week,